The Wisconsin Badgers are wobbling into this week's NCAA men's basketball tournament. UW started the season at number 7 in the country, but finished at 17-12. They have lost 6 of their last 8 games. Hello, everybody. I'm Greg Stewart, and welcome to Sports and Commentary today. This is a show you help sponsor with your generous tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us at the all-new WWIB.com for any information you need to give and connect, and you can listen to the podcast of Sports and Commentary and download it if you'd like, WWIB.com. Well, in what you would think would be an early season Big Ten ACC showdown, Wisconsin will face North Carolina in round one of the tournament at Mackey Arena on the campus of Purdue U on Friday night. And with me is Brad Davison, the 6'4 senior guard for the Wisconsin Badgers out of Maple Grove, Minnesota. So, Brad, on Sunday when you heard you were going to go to the big dance at number 9 against the Tar Heels in the tournament, they would be your opponent. What did you think?
My initial reaction is I was extremely excited. Growing up, I was a big college basketball fan, and North Carolina obviously has one of the greatest college basketball traditions in the country. So growing up, that was always one of the teams that I knew I wanted to play when I got the chance to come and play at the University of Wisconsin. So I'm very thankful for the opportunity and looking forward to it. You know, they're a great team. I've had an up-and-down year, but really athletic. They have some really, really big size down low. So it'll be a unique challenge for us, but we're looking forward to that opportunity.
Yeah, they are an outstanding offensive rebounding team, a little bit sketchy on the three-point shot, so maybe you guys have an advantage with that. You feel like you should have been higher than a number 9 seed?
You know, at this time of the year, you can kind of throw the seeds out the window. You know, all we're really worried about is the matchup that we got in front of us. We're going to take it one game at a time. We'll let all the analysts and fans talk about the stadium. We'll just try to win the game now.
Sure. Well, you guys stayed in Indianapolis after the Big Ten tournament because of all this COVID bubble stuff. What has that been like for you guys to play under the virus cloud this season?
It has been unique, to say the least. Definitely been a different experience, especially being my senior year. I know what a normal college basketball season feels like. So extremely different from a normal college basketball season. You know, obviously playing with no fans, not necessarily having your family and friends at the game. The road atmospheres are a little different. So a lot of things that are different about this year. But I would say the hardest or the most difficult thing for me would be the social life outside of basketball. Because, you know, what we did this year was you go from gym to apartment, apartment back to gym. And that was about the extent of your social interaction and social life. So usually during the last couple years I've had on campus, you know, I'd be involved in different ministry work or different community service things or getting to go to class. And so you get all sorts of interaction with other human beings, which was lacking this year. So definitely a brand new experience. But you know what? I think our team has dealt with it very well. We remained connected and committed to one another. So here we are. We're making the most of it.
Well, at least you get to play this year. Unlike last year where everything was shut down in March because of COVID and the NCAA tournament was canceled, huh?
Absolutely. You know, this is playing in the big dance, playing deep into March. You know, that's why you come to Wisconsin. That's what you're dreaming about as a little kid growing up. So especially with having that opportunity kind of ripped away from us last year, we're very thankful for the opportunity to just get out there and compete and to play, you know, in the big dance. So we're really looking forward to it.
Yeah, you lose, you leave the tournament. What do you guys have to do to avoid one and done?
Yeah, you know, I think it's just a lot of little things. You know, if you look at our last, you know, month or 2 months of games, we played against really good competition, and we've been right there in every game. I mean, it comes down to one or two bounces or one or two little things or one or two mistakes. So just really trying to make sure that we're focused in on those little things and discipline things. But you know what? This time of year, you kind of got to throw all the X's and O's out, and you got to play your best ball, and you got to leave it all out there. And so, you know, everyone's good now. This is the top 68 teams. We're supposed to be the top 68 teams. So, you know, the key for us would just be sticking together, leaving it all out there, and having no regrets, because we know what we can bring and what we can offer and all the different weapons that we have. So just go out there, play confident, have a lot of fun, enjoy what you're doing, and the outcome will take care of itself.
Yeah. Well, like I said, Brad, you guys, top 10 of the country to start out the season, but things just kind of unraveled in the second half, some really close losses. Can you give us a sense of how you feel about this season?
Yeah, you know, the goal is to win every game you play. And unfortunately, we didn't get to do that this year, but, you know, we make three goals coming in every year at Wisconsin. You know, try to win the Big Ten regular season, try to win the Big Ten tournament, and then make a deep run in the March Madness to win the Final Four. And so all sorts of highs and lows that come with every season. You know, from my freshman to senior year, it's been filled with different hills and valleys, both on the court and off the court. And, you know, with everything surrounding this year, we were just really thankful for the opportunity to play. And so, yeah, the season didn't go as we envisioned, but at the same time, you know, we're here. We're playing in March, and we've had the opportunity to compete, and now we have the opportunity to try to go out and achieve one of the goals that we set out at the end of the year.
Well, you could extend your career another year. NCAA has allowed seniors to come back, and we're going to ask you, if you will, to come back, because we're out of time for today's show, and talk about that, visit about your decision if you're going to come back next season, play for the Badgers. And we also want to talk about your faith and the Bible study you guys have as a team. In fact, we just caught you coming out of that here on the show today. So, Brad Davison, can you join us again on the next S&C?
Yes, sir. I can do that.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you very much, Brad Davison, 6'4 guard with the Wisconsin Badgers on today's show.